Right now, many churches are planning their budgets for the next fiscal year. Your church can support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by joining the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to include $1,000 in their mission or advertising budgets. Find out more about the Issues Etc. 300 on the support page of our website, issuesetc.org. Don't miss your congregation's budget deadline. Download the flyer and present it to your congregation today.
When I get on a plane, if I see people who are in Muslim garb, and I think, you know, they're identifying themselves first and foremost as Muslims, I get worried. I get nervous.
Juan feels the way he feels. That is not for me to pass judgment on. His feelings that he expressed on Fox News are really between him and his psychiatrist or his publicist or take your pick.
Right now, the whole world is watching Crystal Cathedral, and that, again, gives us an opportunity to show that God is a big, mighty, provisional God.
I'm reminded of great prophet Jeremiah, who did not have a crystal cathedral. He did not have much of a following. People didn't like him, but yet he was one of the Lord's great servants of the word.
Duluth, Minnesota letter carriers love Issues Etc.
In the interest of full disclosure, Issues Etc. and Lutheran Public Radio are an Illinois operation right here in what I consider to be one of the quintessential Illinois towns, Midwest towns, Collinsville, Illinois. The state has a reputation for pretty shady politics, especially as the butt of late-night television jokery. Can any of that change? Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. live this Friday afternoon, October the 29th. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. We'll start off talking to a candidate for Lieutenant Governor of Illinois, Jason Plummer. Then we'll get your reaction to what the presiding bishop of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America had to say to lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgendered teens. He said, "Don't worry, it'll get better. God made you that way." Then we'll wrap up today's program playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. With you, our call-in number, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-I-E, our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. Jason Plummer is a Republican nominee for Lieutenant Governor of Illinois. Jason, welcome to Issues Etc.
Thank you, Todd. It's great to be on the show.
Well, obviously, you're in the home stretch of a statewide campaign. How are you holding up?
Things are going well. You know, we've been working hard. Illinois is a state of 102 counties, so there's a lot of ground to cover, and we've been out there probably about 14 months, including the primary. So it's kind of neat to see the finish line, and we're pushing hard.
What does a lieutenant governor do?
Well, it kind of varies by the state you live in. Most states, the lieutenant governor is a pretty robust role, and they usually work hand-in-hand with the governor on the most pressing issues facing that particular state, be it educational, economic, whatever. In Illinois, and it's one reason why I ran for the office, because I spoke about it in the primaries, it's very much an underutilized asset. It has a few statutory obligations, which are all rooted in rural development and economic development. But there's a lot of opportunity to get in there and elevate the office and focus it on more pressing issues. And that's what Senator Brady and I have proposed, and that's what I'm going to do as lieutenant governor, is focus the office on, turn it into an economic development and job creation office for the state of Illinois.
So as far as you're concerned, lieutenant governor is a position that is needed in Illinois, especially because it hasn't been fully employed to its potential at this point.
Exactly. The office is only as large as the vision of the person in the office. And for far too long, it's been kind of an office where there's someone there and they staff it with a lot of political cronies and so on and so forth, but they don't do a lot for the people. And what I've articulated is a vision for really elevating the office and having it become an asset for the taxpayers of the state. And there is a lot of opportunity to do that. Anybody in Illinois knows the state's facing a lot of issues, and we need some folks in Springfield who are focused on those issues, and the lieutenant governor can be one of those people.
How old are you, Jason?
28.
So how do you respond to critics who say that you lack experience to be lieutenant governor of Illinois?
Well, there's different types of experience, and again, you know, the most pressing issues facing Illinois are its lack of quality jobs and the economic environment of the state, and my background is in business. My background is in jobs and growing businesses and growing the economy. And I think people like that. A funny thing, when I'm out on the campaign trail, you know, I won a primary with about a quarter of a million votes, just under a quarter of a million votes, and I ran against some very established folks. The voters, I think, like the age. I thought it might be a hurdle for me, but it was one of the best things I had going for me. I think a lot of people viewed it as a breath of fresh air, a new brand of leadership, different ideas. Something, you know, Springfield's grown a little stale, especially with its reputation for insider dealings and establishment control. The people, the critics, as you mentioned, that do knock on my age a little bit, I find it funny because they tend to be folks that have been in Springfield for 20 or 30 years and don't really want to let go of the reins of power. And, you know, I think we're going to do that on November 2nd.
Most of our listeners are social conservatives. Where do you stand on the abortion issue and why?
Well, I consider myself also a fiscal and social conservative. I consider myself pro-life. I consider myself pro-life because, you know, a lot of my beliefs, be it on the life issue or on same-sex marriage issue or on a lot of other social issues out there, are rooted in my faith. I'm a Christian, and, you know, I'm proud of that. And, you know, it's just kind of where my values come from.
Surveys show that, back to kind of the nexus of the last two questions, that younger generations are increasingly pro-life in their position. Do you find this to be true?
You know, I do, and it's kind of funny. I'm going to go back a few years here because I was at the University of Illinois when George Bush was running for president, and I used to joke around with folks all the time that the conservative students were very apathetic and the liberal students were always very motivated, and, you know, if, you know, George Bush would lose the campus vote. But if absolutely every student was forced to go to the polls, George Bush would have won. And I used to tell people that all the time, and people would look at me kind of dumbfounded. But I have found my generation to be, yes, definitely, I think, more conservative than even my parents' generation, I think, and that's socially and fiscally. And, you know, I think that, you know, a lot of it has to do with some of the great conservative leadership we've had of recent. But just, you know, common sense values that I think my generation really respects and appreciates. And, you know, I would agree with that statement.
Since it's doubtful that Roe v. Wade will be overturned anytime in the near future, what do you think can be done to reduce the number of abortions?
Well, there's a lot of things out there. You know, a lot of it's just, a lot of the problems we face as a country, I think, goes back to the core family issue. And I think we need to, as a nation and as a state, really focus on family. You know, I think that's the building block of society, and we've seen a lot of issues where a lot of families are being torn apart, and I think that causes a lot of strife in society. In terms of specifically abortions, I don't see Roe v. Wade getting overturned. You know, Governor Brady, you know, soon to be Governor Brady, isn't going to be able to have a huge impact on that issue. But there are other things out there, parental notification laws, that definitely, you know, are very popular among pro-life and pro-choice people across the country that the state of Illinois really needs to look at.
Our state obviously has received a lot of bad publicity, usually lately over the Rod Blagojevich scandal. Is it possible, really possible, to reform Illinois politics?
It is. It really is, and that's one reason why I'm running for office. You know, you get out there on the campaign trail, and I run into people constantly who are very cynical, very unhappy. Quite frankly, they're angry. They feel like their values aren't being represented in Springfield, and as you mentioned with the Rod Blagojevich situation, you know, there is definitely a culture of corruption in Springfield. A lot of, you know, graft, monkey business, you know, everything that is bad about government happens in Springfield. It can be reformed. Senator Brady and I have laid out a few different reforms that we think will be good steps in the right direction. Things like term limits, things like very particular campaign finance limitations, a lot of things in that nature, a reform of the way we redraw our legislative boundaries. And I think when you give power back to the people and via term limits and via, you know, reforming the way you redraw limits, you are taking power away from incumbents and you're giving it back to the people. I think that makes politicians much more accountable to their constituents. And right now, if you look at everything we're facing in the state of Illinois, it's very clear that a lot of the elected officials have no empathy and no sense of urgency to address the most pressing issues. None of these things in Illinois, from the budget to the unemployment rate to the ethics to you know, our unfunded liabilities. None of these things have snuck up on us in the last day or the last week or the last year. They've been coming down the path for a long time, and no one with power really addressed the issues. You know, Rob Blagojevich had an opportunity, Pat Quinn has had an opportunity, Michael Madigan has had an opportunity, Emil Jones and John Culliken, and no one would let the few voices of reform in Springfield have a seat at the table. So I think November 2nd is going to be kind of a clean break for the state of Illinois. I think you're going to have a Senator Brady become governor. I think you're going to have folks like me who aren't even in Springfield go to Springfield. I think there's a very good possibility the Republicans can take back the Illinois House. And when things like that happen, I assure you it's going to open a lot of eyes in Springfield, and politicians will become more accountable.
Finally, Jason, I understand that you used to play basketball down the street at Edwardsville High School. Just a personal inquiry, how big a Tiger basketball fan is my producer, Jeff Schwartz?
Jeff Schwartz, well, first off, the Schwartz family is extremely well-respected in Edwardsville. They're just very good people. But Jeff Schwartz himself has quite a reputation. I can remember when I was in elementary school, I'd go root on the Tigers, and I would ask my dad, "Who's that guy over there yelling all the time?" And that was Jeff Schwartz. So he's the number one Tiger fan in the city. My rub with Jeff isn't his high school sports. It's driving by his house and seeing that Mizzou flag hanging on the deck all the time. Being a University of Illinois guy, it's kind of frustrating.
Yeah, well, you're not going to change that about Jeff. There's no doubt about it. That's the one element of his personality that will probably not change, his loyalty to old Missouri.
Everybody has a fault, you know?
Jason Plummer is Republican nominee for Lieutenant Governor of Illinois. Jason, thank you very much for your time.
Hey, I appreciate it, Todd. It was great to be on the show.
Well, when we come back, your reaction to the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America's presiding bishop, Mark Hansen, his message to lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgendered teens. Audio open lines after this.
We know that you want to build your family on the right foundation from the very start, the foundation of Jesus Christ. Concordia Publishing House offers more than 8,000 products for churches, schools, and homes, dedicated customer service, and an experienced staff to help you focus on what matters most. Click to connect at cph.org. Concordia Publishing House, listening, responding, providing for God's people. Concordia Publishing House, cph.org.
Did you know that you can listen to Issues Etc. 24/7? Check out our website, issuesetc.org, and go to the Listen On Demand page. Listen at the gym, in your kitchen, in your garden, on your iPod, your computer, or in your car. The technology may be new, but the truth never changes. Issues Etc. On Demand audio, available for your convenience at issuesetc.org. 10 hours of new programming each week. issuesetc.org, and click Listen On Demand.
Smartest listeners in radio. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Thanks for sending us your email. Having produced Issues Etc. for more than 15 years, I can tell you that we've never received email response like this. Unfortunately, we simply can't reply to all of your email. So here's a way that I can almost guarantee a response to your question or comment. Call the Issues Etc. comment line. 618-223-8384. It's available for your questions or comments 24/7. 618-223-8384.
Hi, this is Kate in Japan, and I'm commenting on the program you had about the Unification Church.
Thanks to God's gift of the Internet, people are listening to Issues Etc. around the world.
The most important point is to say I love your show and thank you for doing what you do. Bye from Japan.
Old theology, new technology, Issues Etc. worldwide. Listen to what you want, when you want, wherever you are. Issues Etc. issuesetc.org.